Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. This has been, I can't believe how fast this show has gone. Maybe it's because it's just been such a great show. Tommy Lahren and Governor Huckabee, it's just been, this has been one of those shows that have just been fantastic. Annette, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Hi. Yeah, thank you. Hey, there's going to be a Value Them Both recount tomorrow.
I heard about that. I heard it. Mark Geetson put his credit card up, apparently.
Yeah, and there's another gal from Western Kansas.
Yep.
Since we don't want to rely totally on him, but we need every county. We need volunteers in every county. So if people will call their election office tomorrow morning so that this can happen, there is a deadline of Wednesday, which is pretty darn tight. And there's a gifts in go for donations. And sounds like Mark might fill in the gap there if the donations don't make it. But it's very important to get the word out to your family and friends in the various counties. And let's get some volunteers there. I think you have to be just 16. I think they do pay $7.50 an hour, but you can do it for free, I imagine, as well. So we need to get the word out.
Let me ask you, Annette, are you helping with this effort at all?
No, well, just as of a couple of hours ago,
so
I heard about it. And there's another, you probably saw that Gateway Pundit article.
I did.
Cherokee County, and this has the potential to sort of, in a roundabout way, expose more fraud, because even if it doesn't overturn and, you know, reverse the ballot initiative, it could potentially expose fraud, you know, in another way by just showing that a bunch of votes, you know, were erroneous. So, in other words, it could be a two-for-one. We don't know, but we just need all hands on deck. Good people. It'll have to be a bipartisan effort, I guess. They need R's and D's to help with this. But no, just been on my text messaging here to get the word out. I think everybody wants a free and fair election, and everybody, if the ballot initiative wasn't valid, we want it overturned. So
I saw, I saw the story on this, and I know that there are folks that are trying to do, trying to do this. I wonder. I mean, I have mixed feelings, if I have to be honest, about this effort. In that, part of me, don't get me wrong, you would be hard pressed to find someone who was a more staunch advocate for Value Them Both, and likewise, when I was in the legislature, someone who was a more strong, stringent advocate for the right to life. All that being said, I have really mixed feelings on a recount, and I'll tell you why. It's there's I think it's futile. It's not it's not going to overturn the ultimately the outcome. I don't believe you're going to find over 100,000 votes. I don't believe there was enough fraud to find 100,000 votes. And I think, you know, that's a lot of money that we could spend, that pro-life, that the Right to Life movement could use in other ways. And I also think that Republicans need to focus on November. With Dennis Pyle in the race, we need to focus on electing Derek Schmidt. We need to focus on electing Chris Kobach. We need to focus on our down ballot races. We've got some Kansas House races that we could pick up some Democrat House seats. And
boy,
you know,
I hear you, John.
A few thousand dollars in a House race makes a big $3,000 will send you enough mailers to help swing a House race. And
wow.
Well, I know because Laura Kelly's allies, Kathleen Sebelius, spent $15,000 on mailers on me and beat me by 52 votes. And
whoa.
So I'm telling you, $200,000 to do a recount that we're going to lose. It just seems like that money could be spent. Laura Kelly's already outspending Derek Schmidt. And so I really question whether or not this is money well spent. That's my only thought. And I'll let you, you know, I'll give you the final word, but
it's steep, I tell you. But here's another thing. The Supreme Court justices, 6 of the 7 are up for a retention vote.
Yes.
Who knew? This needs to get out. We've got to get 5 of them out of there and then push our legislators to revamp how these dadgum court justices are in there. And if they don't do a good job in a year, get them out again and then put in place good ones so we don't have to pick from 3, you know, liberal ones that get handed to us by the lawyer group. I guess the selection committee is mostly lawyers, a couple of lay people. But people need to know that. They were the problem. They also are mandating through either the Rose Amendment, but they now told us several years ago that in the Constitution somewhere, it indicates we're not spending enough money on education. So that's a big problem when we spend over half our entire budget on education. So they are a rogue, crazy court, and they are the problem. They need to be voted out.
I agree.
Vote them out.
I agree. And you know what? There's a better use for the money, because this is not a new value them both effort. This is a recount of the vote that's already occurred, and is not going to change. Highly unlikely it's going to change the outcome of that ballot initiative. And if we could spend $200,000. To convince folks they need to not retain the Supreme Court justices, frankly, I think that $200,000 would go a lot further than spending $200,000 on recounting and rehashing the Value Them Both initiative, or put $200,000 into the governor's race and make sure that we get Laura Kelly out of office. Because I'll tell you one thing, if Laura Kelly wins re-election, that's a much bigger concern than relitigating the election of on the Value of the Both. Again, I just think that we're in a position now where going back and trying to, you know, relitigate the election where we lost with such overwhelming numbers, I more power to you if you want to do it, but I really think we're not using our money in the most efficient way. But, you know, I appreciate, you know, the call, Annette, and I wish you the best of luck. But I sometimes I think Republicans can be our own worst enemies. But you know, if you guys want to do it, go for it. Dave, what do you think? I mean, you know, Dave Wilson, the best producer in radio.
Thanks.
By the way, you see there again.
I'm liking that intro, John.
I'm doing what the listeners asked for.
Right.
Introducing the mysterious voice on the other end.
You know, I agree with you. I don't know about a recount. It was
It'd be different if it was close. Yeah.
Right. It was overwhelming. I think, like you, the money could be more well spent somewhere else.
I mean, the Secretary of Treasury race, you know, that race is 300 votes.
Exactly.
Recount, baby.
Yep.
But,
you know, 59%, 50, maybe not.
No, probably not.
Yeah, 100,000 votes, you're not going to find that, yeah. I don't think.
No.
But, you know, what do I know?
Well, you do know about being woke, because we
do.
Had
yes.
We gave away the books,
yes.
And they were huge tonight.
They were gone quick.
Yes,
gone
really
very
quick.
Very fast, yes.
But I saw this story about Disney.
I know, talk about being woke.
One of your favorite organizations.
Yes, I right? do love you know? Disney.
It's about Disneyland, more specific. Here's a little Disney music for you, John.
Sadly woke.
I grew up near Disneyland.
Yes.
In Orange County.
Yes.
And
you
went
escaped?
There many times.
You got out?
Got out. loved it as a kid, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
one of my
course.
Favorite places to go.
Pre-woke.
Yeah, pre-woke Disney.
Yes.
PW Disney, as we like to say. Anyway, apparently they're doing away with the voice that welcomes people to the Magic Kingdom.
Walt?
No.
It was Walt. It was Walt. It was Walt Disney, wasn't it? I think it was recording a
You're
Walt.
Right, it was
yes,
Walt.
Yes, it was Walt.
Yep. Here's what it used to say: to all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here you can relive fond memories of the past, where youth may savor the challenge, blah, 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 blah. Here's where they got in trouble, though. They say that they have to do away with this line here: the dreams and the hard facts that have created America. They are getting rid of that line out of the welcome when you walk into the Magic Kingdom.
Because Walt said the dreams and the hard facts that have created America. Is offensive, apparently.
Yes, apparently. With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world, thank you.
So America can't be hopeful and inspiring to the world. That's apparently offensive.
Yes, that's offensive.
Well, you know,
I don't know what they're going to, they don't say what they're going to change it to.
Probably just welcome to Disneyland.
Right.
You know, and have a nice day. I mean, maybe you can't even say that. I don't know. This is so typical. Pander is what
right.
this is. It's just sad. It's sad. It and yet I still I'm looking forward to Andor, the new Star Wars show on Disney Plus. So that's my frustration.
Yes,
it's like I want to not get my Starbucks because the company is so woke, but the coffee's so good.
It is. Yeah.
And that's my problem.
Right.
I really want to cancel my Disney Plus subscription.
Right.
But they air The Mandalorian.
So, it's a great show.
Right. So it's so hard because the content is so good.
Right.
And yet, it's so annoying.
Yes. Very annoying.
I can't believe they're getting rid of Walt's greeting because he dared to talk about that the inspirational nature of America.
Right.
And how America can inspire the world.
Yes.
Well, you know. That's Disney for you,
Walt
folks.
Walt would not be happy, I don't think.
Walt would not be happy.
No.
And he'd probably be ashamed at what they're doing to his company.
Right.
But, it is what it is.
It is.
And maybe things will turn around. Maybe A.J. Rice is right, and the Woking Dead will die off at some point. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. And in the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.